Welcome to I'm the Devil and Don't You Forget It.
I-A-D-D-T-T-Y-I.
Yep. F. Which is which is a rewatch podcast about the amazing and incomparable show Vanderpump Rules.
Bravo's Vanderpump Rules. To me, the most famous show that exists.
To me, too, actually.
And my number one favorite show.
It's so good. I'm Sophia Wilson-Felton.
I'm Hannah Wakefield.
We're best friends.
Yes, we are.
What do you do, Hannah, for your life?
So currently, I'm underemployed.
You are literally under because you're not even un.
I know. I was un for a long time, and now I'm just under. Mm-hmm. So I am what most people call a babysitter, but I call a nanny because it sounds more professional.
Mm-hmm.
And I make exactly enough money to get by and nothing extra.
Totally.
That's fine.
And I am kind of, I would say, a Brooklyn comedian. I'm on a bit of a hiatus right now, but I'm making my way back into the community with this podcast, among other business ventures that I am undertaking. And I also, I host a podcast to help people fall asleep that you can listen to if you buy a $200 alarm clock / baby monitor.
Except, no, I haven't told you this yet. But
did you listen to it?
Yep, I listened
to
it. I listened to just a little sliver of it on YouTube because I wanted to know. You sounded amazing.
Well, the sound quality is great.
It was like you were right there in the room with me.
It is so, I'm going to be honest, humiliating to me that people can listen to that. It's just, it is a job that literally does not exist except for they invented it and no one else has it. And it's so hard to explain to people.
Yeah. Well, that's the best kind of job.
It is the best kind of job.
Because honestly, nobody ever wants to talk about work. Sorry. That's so true. You can get to just kind of say like, you wouldn't get it.
Yeah. That's kind of us. I think the first question we'll be asking is, Hannah, what's something sexy and unique that happened to you this week?
Okay. It happened to me last night. It's one of the sexiest and most unique things that has happened to me in a long time, which is that I was at a party and I was talking to somebody for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
A long time. 2 hours.
Totally.
And I saw my way – I saw an out of the conversation and an out of the entire party, and I was like, I have to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I famously live really far away from anybody. Not going to say where, but
– because we know that y'all will be trying to find her ass.
Yeah. So I – leave, I look up on City Mapper how long it's going to take me to get home. 84 minutes, no big deal. That's run of the mill for me.
Yep. a quick hour and a half train journey.
Yeah.
Home.
Three transfers.
And I'll say, you do live in New Jersey.
And it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. The rent is so cheap.
I go into Bushwick every night. Anyways, so I'm like, I have to pee a little bit. And I was like, it's no big deal. I can hold it.
Speed at which a pee can turn into it's no big deal to this is an emergency situation.
Oh
for
my
me so
God.
Fast.
It was within a minute.
Totally.
It was the second that I got onto the first train. I was like, I made a huge mistake.
Well, the body keeps the score. They know.
Yeah, exactly. And my body is keeping the score of 100 million UTIs.
Yeah, that's so true.
So when I have to go, I have to go. Okay. I'm on the train. I make all my transfers, whatever. I was like, I can hold it. I'm kind of pawing at my crotch in a way that is inappropriate, but it's like, what am I going to do? Piss myself on the train?
Did you feel like pawing at your crotch was helping you hold the
distance? It was. It felt like I was literally doing something physical to keep it inside. And I was like doing it and looking around being like, oh my God, I hope nobody's looking, but that just looks like, okay, I'm jacking off on the train.
Yeah,
whatever.
100%.
I get to 25th Street, which is two stops from my house.
Tough.
And I was like, I'm not going to make it. Well, I have to get off.
And there's the thing of when the closer in proximity you get to the bathroom, the more your body is like, it's time, it's time, it's
time. Yes, it's called like urge something. I was just looking at it the other day. Like unrelated to this, I was looking at it a couple days ago. So I get off the train. I'm like, I'm just going to piss on the platform. It's a really empty station. No big deal. I get off. I'm standing there. The conductor window is right there. The guy's right there. Yeah. We're looking at each other. And I'm looking at him like, there's fear in my eyes. And I hear them on the train be like, sorry for the delay, folks. We'll be moving shortly. And out loud, I had to go, no, no. Can you please go? No. Can you please just go? And then ultimately what I did was just go. Piss my pants.
Just go.
Kind of more pee than I've ever peed before, if you can believe it. Wow. I was really well hydrated. And I was wearing my
at least at that point, it's like it's mostly water. It's like not as gross.
I know because I've pissed my pants before and it smelled really bad. But this one smelled like nothing.
Amazing.
And it got all in my platform Uggs, which sucks. I wear those shoes every single day. And whatever. They are like winter shoes, so they're supposed to be water repellent. No, if you put in water from the top of them, it sucks them right up. So then I was walking around with like a heavy shoe that was making a squish sound every step I took.
Yeah.
And when I got home, I did have to fully undress downstairs, bring all of my clothes into the shower with me, wash them off, wring them out, wringing out my pants, and the water was coming out dirty.
Well,
which is like, that's not from my pee. That's just from being outside.
That's just from New York.
Ew, holy shit.
Like, I'm never washing my pants.
Oh my God, me neither. Well, you don't have to, is the thing.
Yeah, you put them in the freezer and it's fine.
Yep.
Not doing that either.
But yeah, that was really sexy and unique. And it was making me laugh. And I was texting people being like, I just pissed myself. And at first they were being like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
And, like,
and I was like, wait, don't worry. I'm giggling.
Yeah.
And then they started laughing.
I, as I told you when you told me this story, once I pissed my pants standing up in a Duane ring. And once I on stage tried to say this as a joke, no one laughed. I said, you're not a true New Yorker until you piss your pants on the street. That's true.
That is true.
So welcome to
that
the city.
That is true. Well, no. This is not the first time I've done that.
Of course.
I've done it a couple of times before I even moved here. I was on vacation.
100%.
Sophia, what sexy, unique thing happened to you this week?
Actually, the most sexy and unique thing that I did this week is that I bought a bed frame.
That's amazing because of your last one.
Yeah. My last frame, my current bed frame is falling apart. I've had it for when I moved into the apartment that I'm living in right now, which was 3 years ago, the movers who moved my bed said, we didn't need tools to disassemble this. It just came right apart. And I've been using it for 3 years.
That's like reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yeah. And so I bit the bullet. I got a new bed frame. And then I got really scared that I bought it twice because I bought it through PayPal. I bought it through PayPal. And the reason I'm scared, the charge went through twice. I bought it through PayPal. And I did it that way because I was too lazy to get my card out of my pocket. And I was like, I don't know the number. I'm just going to do it through this second service. And then,
it's amazing that PayPal works for you, by the way.
Thank you.
Cannot say the same for me.
Yeah, because of how many times you've been hacked.
Yeah, it just won't let me on.
But I did that. The charge went through twice. I only got one confirmation email. And when I looked it up on Reddit, everyone was like, just wait to see if one of them goes away. So I'm waiting to see if one of them goes
just
away.
Just wait to see if two bed frames come to
but
your house.
But that's the thing is I'm like, I do really need to be keeping tabs because if, God forbid, two bed frames arrive at my house, there's no way in hell I'm returning one of them.
How do you even return a bed frame?
I don't know.
What do? You have to call somebody to pick it up.
I know. I can't return a pair of sneakers, let alone a bed frame. So I have to get that sorted out. That's my sexy, unique thing.
That's really sexy and unique.
Thank you.
And congratulations on that.
Thank you. It's been truly 3 years of making, which is amazing. The other night, Hannah spent the night at my house after we went out. And I really was like, what if my bed frame falls apart while we're both
I would laugh it forever.
So scary. We don't even have to get into like having sex on that thing. It's scary to just be moving around.
I mean,
on it.
I have sat on your bed before and heard a sound.
It's constantly making sound. I look under my bed. I'm not joking. There are pieces that have just fallen off. I'm not joking. Don't know where the screws are.
Is
can't
it made
put
of
them
wood?
Back on. It's made of wood, but I bought it for, I would say, probably $75 on Amazon 4 years ago. Okay. And it is just like the most basic a bed frame can be. So we're living, we're learning.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Next up, I need a new mattress, as you know, because it has my human dent in it.
I got to sleep in the dent part because your cat had thrown up on the other side, on my side. And your cat threw up on my side.
And I bravely took the throw up side.
And I kind of liked being in the, it was sort of like a little cocoon.
It is kind of like a cocoon.
Definitely understand how you wouldn't want that to be your permanent mattress, something with a huge human-sized dent in it. I do get that.
It is so embarrassing. It really is like that's the amount of time I spend in my bed is that there is a it's not that old my mattress isn't that old and there's a huge human-sized dent in my side of the bed whatever
it's fine
so we oh started God, with happened. The frames it happens okay should we get into the episode
yeah let's get into the episode one it's called Welcome to Sir. We didn't even say what Sir stands for.
Well, we said it stands for sexy, unique restaurant.
I know, but the restaurant part is the part that's so funny to me.
So true, I know.
Because it's like, you're going to say restaurant in the name of a restaurant?
I know, it is amazing. I also heard, I don't know if this is true, that that's actually not why she named it that, but then people started saying it and she, Lisa Vanderpump, was just like, I'll just roll with it.
I heard that as well, and I don't like to believe that that's true.
I don't want it to be true, me neither. I hate that it could be true.
It's like, yeah.
Okay, so we kind of start out by they introduce us to the cast of characters who are Stassi, Schroeder, Jax Taylor, Tom Sandoval, Tom Schwartz, Katie Maloney, Sheena Shea.
Sheena Shea.
Sheena Shea is one of the most tragic figures on TV. Kristen Doty and Peter, who doesn't have a last name. And he's kind of like a side character.
Yeah. I actually like do know Peter's last name, but I can't remember it now because it's not important.
Yeah, it's not important.
And I'll say this also, Tom Sandoval, technically not a cast member at this point. He is
Tom Schwartz, not a cast member.
Yeah, Tom Schwartz.
Yes.
Tom
Schwartz. He is like boyfriend of Katie.
He's just boyfriend of Katie.
Totally. But he causes enough drama to get into the main.
He is hot. He is hot to me.
I know. He's hot to many people. Not myself, but many people find him attractive in many such cases. Okay. So the premise of the show is that all of these young people work at a restaurant called Sir that Lisa Vanderpump owns, and they work there but want to be famous.
They want to be famous for whatever reason.
For literally whatever seems the most attainable to them, that is why they want to be famous.
Yeah, it's not about talent. It's about the fame purely.
Okay, so I thought we could start out by breaking down their goals. Mm-hmm. Katie, she says she wants to own a record label. Which is crazy.
Well, yeah. So that never comes up again.
I mean, none of them achieve their goals.
No.
They find fame through the show and then it ruins their lives. Okay. Yes. Tom Sandoval says that, quote unquote, I want to be famous. I don't know if I want to be Michael Jackson level famous, but I want to be famous. And it's like, for him, it's either like, you're not famous or you're so famous that when you come on stage, people are like, and fainting. He's like, I don't need all that.
I don't need all that, guys. Calm down.
One of the most famous people in the world.
Arguably the most famous person in the world.
Literally.
Wait, what does he want to be famous for? Acting, modeling.
Acting and modeling.
Singing.
And singing. Because he does his music videos. He doesn't even specify. He literally just says, I want to be famous. I don't want to be Michael Jackson. I want to be famous. Kristen says that in 5 years, she quote unquote wants to be known for the work that she does.
Oh my God.
And then she says, if that means being famous, then that's just what that means. But I'm like, well, if you want to be known for the work that you do, then that means you want to be famous.
I know. And also, like, wait. So the work you do is acting, but you don't know if being known for the work you do makes you famous. So then the work that you do is waitressing. So you want to be a really good waitress?
Yeah. Well, she is known for the work that she does.
And she is. And she is. Well, when I was watching it and she said that, I felt happy because that happened for her.
It did. She
is known for the work that she does. And the work that she does is being one of the most psychotic people on television. Yes,
that is her work. That's her life. That is her mission.
That is her life's work and it's her life's mission. And she's still doing it to this day.
She's doing it and she's doing it well. Sheena wants to be a singer.
Sheena wants to be a pop star or an actress. Not a singer.
Not a singer.
Because famously,
she says,
being a pop star is not about singing. She says, about performing.
I don't know if people are going to take me seriously as a pop star, but being a pop star is about being a performer and not a singer. To which I say, we'll later find out that she's not a good performer.
She is neither of those things. And wow, is her singing voice bad. But she made a couple songs that I love.
Stassi, I don't know if she says what she wants. Well, she wants to be like, she wants to have a blog.
Yeah, she wants to have a blog. And she gets that done.
She gets that done.
She kind of changed. Something I like about Stassi is that she knows she's going to be famous because everybody is telling her all the time how like beautiful and sexy she
100%.
Is, which is true. Like, I think Stassi is hot, but she is just kind of like a regular white girl.
Yeah, she's like super normal looking.
That Lisa is like, when you are that beautiful, you don't have to try at your job.
And it is just like one of the prettiest girls you went to high school with.
Yeah, exactly. Like long blonde hair and really clumpy eyelashes.
100%. Huge tits.
Huge tits, stick thin body. Boobs so big she got a reduction.
Yeah. But then I think they grew back.
Oh my God. Or maybe that was can Lisa. Happen. Someone,
yes. Your tits can grow back after breast reduction. I swear to God, after top surgery. Coming back bigger than ever.
No.
No, they can. I could be lying. And the reason I'm saying this is because someone on a Bravo show said it happened to them, which is like obviously not a reliable source of information.
I believe it.
But they were like, my breast tissue started growing back.
I think that totally can happen.
I think so. I think she had to have two breast reductions.
I'm sorry.
I'm almost certain. Jax, he wants to be a model.
Jax wants to be a model. He doesn't act.
No.
Because there's no way he could do that. No,
the biggest eyes you've ever seen.
Can barely read.
barely read.
Yeah, he wants to be a model, but I think he really enjoys being a bartender.
Yes. I think so too.
Because he's famously very much so addicted to alcohol. And
among other things.
Among a couple of other things.
Other things. And now he owns a bar called Jax's. It's the most fucked up name. Jax's. Not just Jax.
Jax's. Where he goes, puts on Vanderpump Rules, and talks shit about it. Into That's a amazing. Microphone for the whole crowd, which is so smart. I would kill to hear that.
Oh, 100%. You know, he's saying the cruelest things you've ever heard in your entire life.
He's watching episodes being like, it's scripted. Wait, no, it's not.
Literally not. Okay.
I will die on that hill. This show is not scripted.
Same. Maybe later on, but not in the beginning.
They are not smart enough to do it like that.
No, they're not smart enough to do it like that.
Not early on, at least.
We open, the show begins with Sheena being introduced as a new character. She has transferred from one of Lisa's other restaurants, Villa Blanca.
Villa Blanca is where you take your wife, and Sir is where you take your mistress.
Because
the food is bad, and so is the service.
And Pump is where you take your favorite gay guy. I know. The food is so bad at those places. I've had it. So that's how we start out. The girls hate her. Basically, the lore around Sheena and kind of the show as a whole is that it started because it was a spinoff kind of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Sheena was introduced on that show because she had a 2-year-long relationship with one of the housewives' husbands.
Yeah, Sheena got this show made.
Yeah, she kind of did. And so all the girls hate her because they say, well, Stassi in particular hates her, saying that she's a man stealer.
Yeah. One thing these girls hate is a homewrecker.
Yeah, it's but like they love cheating.
Yeah, of course. It's their number one least favorite thing. It's because they're all deeply insecure in their relationship, yes. So they're scared that it's going to happen to them.
Yeah.
But they don't say that. They kind of take a moral stance on it where they're like, I don't want you around. I don't want this kind of person in my life if you're going to ruin a family. And it's care about their family?
And you're like the most insane alcoholic I've ever experienced.
I know. And it's like, you guys work at a restaurant and these people that you're kind of like fucking around with, at least Sheena, is like, they are million bajillionaires.
I know.
They don't hang out with their kids anyway. They're like, and they have kids.
Yes.
It's like, those kids are like 15. And they haven't seen their parents in 2 years. They're okay.
They're okay. And part of the problem also, which is really funny to me, is that Sheena insists that she didn't know that he was married, but she dated us literally a guy who is a famous guy for 2 years, where it's like, you did just need to Google him, or just, you knew he was married. And it's really funny that she insists that she didn't.
And you did Google him, for sure.
Of course.
You love fame. You've got the disease.
I mean, you can't date a married guy for 2 years and not know he's married.
No, obviously.
Because it takes a certain amount of, like,
But she planning. Does kind of own up to it. She says that he told her that he was going to leave his wife, oldest trick in the book.
Mm-hmm. And then she just never checked up.
No.
She never followed.
Well, she didn't want to.
She never circled back on that one.
Oh my God. It's just, yeah. So they're so mad at her for that.
They're so mad at her.
And there is a scene of confrontation at one point where Sheena is like, Stassi, why do you hate me? And she's like, because you're a homewrecking whore.
Period.
Stupid bitch, obviously. Don't want you around me. And then Sheena is sobbing, being like, he broke my heart.
That's sad. Well, Sheena's so tragic.
But
she has a boyfriend also.
Yeah, she does.
One of the quotes I have is that Stassi says, Sheena is so below me in terms of class because I went to a private school in New Orleans.
Yeah.
She's like,
private all-girls school.
That girl's below me because in high school I went to a private school in New Orleans.
One of the classiest things you can do.
I know, it's so funny. And also, Stassi's family is like...
Stassi's family is demented.
Crazy. They're not classy.
Wow. No, they're not classy.
But I love that she like is holding that.
Well, to her, classy means rich, I think. And they do look down upon Azusa, which is not fair. I like Azusa. It was the only place in California where I could go and get Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's, totally. Totally. Once my brother had a personal trainer who scammed him, told was an hour late to their first meeting, came in with Raising Cane's. And then made him run with a heart thing on him, was like, so if you run any faster, you will die.
Oh my God.
Just an aside. Okay. So the first drama is that they have their all staff meeting.
Yes.
After we kind of like get to know everyone. Gina wants to not pool tips. She wants everyone to just take the tips home that they make themselves, which is like fair ultimately.
Yeah.
Because that's how they do it at Villa Blanca. Yeah. And then everyone is tweaking, freaking out.
Well, so the thing about that kind of running a restaurant like that is like, if you're going to walk with the tips that you make, you are going to want to be a good server. And the majority of people there don't want to be good servers.
That's the problem, is they're all like, we don't want to do that because I don't want to have to try it. My
I
job.
Don't want to have to work. I want to have my wine spritzes and smoke cigarettes in the bathroom, which is crazy
in
awesome.
The alleyway. I know. Stassi is like, you don't get it. We're a family here. We help each other out. We help each other out when we need to go smoke cigarettes outside. It's like, girl, what are you talking about?
And fucking whatever. Sheena is like, wait, we're a family at Villa Blanca too. And they're like, not like here.
I know. They're like literally gone out.
Yeah, it's a sick and twisted family.
Yeah.
And for some reason, like, so Stassi obviously doesn't want to pool tips because she doesn't make any money. She's not good at her job.
She doesn't want to work.
Katie doesn't really care because I think she's kind of middle of the road server. Yeah. Kristen is somehow the best server at the restaurant.
That is unbelievable.
My note says Kristen is literally a demon.
She is a demon.
So to me, I'm kind of like, well, you know what? I've had some really bitchy servers and I love them.
That's true. Maybe they're liking her because she's being a cunt to them.
She's coming over and being like, shot, you stupid idiot.
Totally.
And they're being like, okay.
Or, yeah, I guess you're right. It's impossible for me to imagine that she's the best server they
I mean,
have.
And because she just in general has a really bad attitude about stuff.
She does have a terrible attitude about
so
stuff.
So I can imagine her being the kind of person who comes into work and is saying to her tables, like, I'm sorry, guys. I just had a really bad day.
I know. Really kind of unloading on those people.
Which is so something I used to do when I was a barista.
Like, my boyfriend is cheating on me again. And it's like, can I have the fig hot dog balls?
When I was a barista in LA, I had a really bad day where a guy who was decidedly not my boyfriend slept with somebody else, and it ruined my life. And every customer would come in and be like, how are you? And I'd be like, boy problems. Until my manager was like, if you're having that bad of a time, you can go in the back and make the cold brew. And I was like, peace.
I thought they were going to say, if you're having that bad of a time, you can call out. No. Girl, you can make that cold brew in the back.
No chance. I worked for Nestle. There was no calling out.
No. Okay. Then we have a scene where Jax and Peter go out to eat at a bar. And Jax complains to Peter about his relationship with Stassi because Peter used to date her.
Peter dated everyone, by the way.
Peter dated everyone. Jax at one point goes, it's just so confusing because it's like, I love you, but I hate you, but I love you, but I hate you, but I love you. And they do, I would say, have one of the most toxic relationships I've ever seen portrayed on TV.
100%.
And also a huge narrative that Jax has is he's like, Stassi doesn't trust me because she's been cheated on in past relationships. And it's like, Stassi doesn't trust you because you're cheating on her right now.
You're cheating on her right now. You're cheating on her yesterday, last night you cheated on her.
Literally a billion times in front of her face.
Her being like, you didn't come home last night. Him being like, where do you think I was?
Fucking a girl.
Fucking some girl. And then he's like, I slept in my truck. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Sorry, you don't seem like the kind of guy who would sleep in his car if he's having a bad night. No, you're going to go sleep in some girl's bed.
Yeah, you would either go sleep in someone's bed or come home and wake me up and scream at me.
Exactly. 100%. Which is also definitely something that he does, because when they are fighting, he's like, I come in, I try and talk to you, you tell me to sleep on the couch. It's like, you're coming in hot and screaming.
You're screaming
for sure.
At me.
In this conversation with Peter and Jax, there's like the little intro bit before they get into it where they are flirting with the waitress.
That's what I was going to say.
In a way that is so painful to me.
They're being perverts to
her. And they're also at lunch before work, I believe, ordering Don Julio on the rocks a couple of rounds of it.
I mean, these people are constantly drunk in a way that makes me feel truly sick to my stomach to imagine.
Me too. They have like really crippling substance abuse issues.
Really bad substance abuse issues.
Really, really bad. I mean, everyone on Bravo does, like Summer House. Like they're like, we don't drink during the week. It's like you are blackout from Friday morning to Sunday night.
Yeah, we don't drink during the week. I just go absolutely crazy on the weekends.
I just lose my fucking mind on the weekends.
I don't drink during the week, but on the weekends, I freak the fuck out. I have a quote. They're flirting with the waitress, and she says that she's pursuing massage therapy, and then one of them goes, oh, so you know all the different muscles in the back? And she goes, almost. That's not what that means.
No. I liked her. Her because she was like flirting with them and playing into it, which is so something that I would do. If I saw Jax Taylor now, I would be like, hi.
Not even smash or pass. I guess it's just like, if presented with the opportunity to fuck him, would you do it? Because like that, oh, it would be so scary to have sex with Jax Taylor. His eyes so wide looking at you.
He's like big too. He's like tall, I think.
Would you do it?
Yeah, I would have sex with him one time if I never had to talk to him again.
Okay. Just to kind of report back to me.
Yeah, but if I, 100%.
I wouldn't do it, so you have to do it. Take one for the team.
You wouldn't do it? Obviously, no. I knew that. But imagine if like we had to, if we hooked up and then somehow he was still around in my life, like that wouldn't fly with me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'd have to, like, join the witness protection service.
Yeah. But if we hooked up one time and then I, like, moved back home to Ohio, like, I can do that.
Totally.
And I just want to see how he's like.
Penis? He probably has a tiny penis because he takes so many performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, way shrunk down.
Yeah.
But he could be an excellent lover because he's had sex with a million billion girls.
There's no way he's an excellent lover.
And being generous.
Okay. And then also something that I loved was the girl was like, they told her that they worked at Sur, and she's like, oh, that gay bar? And Jax goes, it's not a gay bar just because there's beautiful people all the time here. It's a gay bar. Jax, gay.
Jax
bisexual.
Is...
bisexual or gay?
How I would describe him is kind of just like non-discerning. Like, I think he would just kind of fuck anyone.
I agree.
Because then he makes that little comment. He's like, if I were a gay guy, I'd date Don Julio. He's like, hello? Okay, gay guy.
Okay. Hey there, little
You're telling
guy.
On yourself.
Next happen. Next, we have an amazing scene where Sheena records her music with her fiance, Shay.
Are they engaged? No, I think they're just boyfriend, girlfriend at this point.
Wow. I was like stunned by how many iconic things were happening in the first episode.
I know. It's like hit after hit in the first episode.
That scene is when I was like, this is the show for me.
Okay, so she goes into the studio and there is some pervert working there.
There is a true pervert.
Some absolute class A pervert, talking to her boyfriend being like, so he goes up to her. He's like, we want you to sound like Gaga Britney.
He literally says, we want you to just do like sex noises like Britney. And it's like,
Britney does not do that.
But she has like a kind of like higher nasally register that's kind of like a sexy tone. Yeah, she's not. What Sheena is literally doing is she goes into the recording booth. She goes, can you freak, bitch? And then literally just make sex noises being like,
yeah.
I can't do this into a microphone. So I don't know how she could do that into a microphone.
Wait, and she was smiling big. She wasn't embarrassed at all.
She has no kind of like outward surface level shame about what she's willing to do for attention, but she is filled with like a deep insecurity.
Yeah. She's really insecure about her interpersonal relationships and the way that people view her. But I think her desire to be famous and to be a pop star kind of outweighs that.
Totally.
While she's in there, she's like making these crazy, crazy sex sounds.
Just insane. And then the guy goes,
and the guy,
the pervert, the actual pervert in the recording, goes, can you do a little bit less
phone sex operator
and a little bit more porn star? Which to me, I'm like, what?
Come
the difference
on.
Also?
That's a really fine line. Just let the girl work.
And she's like, totally. She takes a note. She's like,
I know.
It.
And then he turns to her boyfriend, who is like
one of the ugliest men you've ever seen in your entire life.
But he's like a sweetheart. I do
he's
love
a
him.
He's a sweetheart who's struggling with a pill addiction.
Oh my God, struggling bad for the entire time he's on the show. Yep. So he is just kind of sitting there despondent, as he does in every scene that he's in. And the producer is saying to him, like, I bet you know how to make her, like, do these sounds.
Oh,
and he's being
God.
Like, yeah.
He's like, totally.
And then she does, like, a crazy one where she's like, the producer goes, like, have you ever heard her make that one before? And he's like, all the time. And it's like, oh no, she's right over there. Stop talking about her like that.
It is tough because they are literally also just laughing at her.
Yes.
They're just
obviously.
Laughing at her. That's her boyfriend.
That's her boyfriend.
And a random pervert.
Oh my God. If my girlfriend recorded a song that went, can you freak, bitch? I would get down on one knee immediately.
Propose.
That is so funny.
I know. This is also where she confesses that, people of her whole life confused her for Britney Spears and that she has in the past, which first of all, it's like that even baseline statement is hard for me to believe. Then she goes on to say that people, little kids would come up to her in the mall and be like, can you sign an autograph? And she's like, of course. So I learned how to do her signature.
I got really good at Britney's signature.
And I was like, I don't even believe that A can be true. So it's hard for me to believe that B can be true.
Oh my God, I know. But it makes me really happy for her. If that ever were to have happened.
That would, I mean, it's literally like the best thing that's ever happened
to
her in
her
entire life.
So sad. It's like a sad movie. It's like literally like
she is a truly tragic figure.
She is so tragic.
It's like her to me, it's like her and Khloe Kardashian are on the same level of being like just like just so deeply upsetting to watch on camera, but also I cannot look away.
Well, the thing about Khloe Kardashian is that a lot of really bad things happened to her.
Mm-hmm. That she has more reason.
Sheena, almost nothing bad has ever happened to
her.
Yeah,
it's kind of a mess of her own making.
But she is in a prison of her own mind.
She is. Her mind, that girl's mind is a prison. Okay.
Oh, Sheena. Oh, my God.
Then we have Katie, Kristen, and Stassi drinking wine together. That's not really that interesting.
They drink wine at every lunch they go to.
How many drinks a day do you think they're having?
Six?
Girl, I was
going to
say 20.
I think. I think on a weekday where they're working.
Because they're having like.
Well, but yeah. So I just remembered something.
They're having like three glasses of wine.
They're having three glasses of wine at lunch. There's so many scenes in the show where they wake up and open a beer.
Also, isn't it often that they all hang out and have wine and they all have their own bottle?
Yeah, all the time. Mostly all the time.
So it's like they're having 3 to 4 glasses of wine. Then they're going to work. Maybe it's 10, but they're
drinking at work.
Throughout the entire
shift. They're drinking at work. And then they're definitely going out after work. Because so they don't have to wake up the next
that
day.
That literally has to be at lunchtime. Least 12 drinks.
Yeah, probably 12 drinks a night minimum. 12 drinks a day.
Oh,
sorry.
Makes me sick.
It's okay. Really shocking to me that they're drinking white wine. One of the most calorie-laden drinks. And well, they really care about being thin.
I know. That's the other thing that I do think about is I'm like, so were you guys truly not eating and just
They weren't
alcohol?
Eating. They were drinking a bunch of wine and they were doing a ton of cocaine.
Yeah. And Adderall, quote unquote. Then it's also revealed that Stassi and Jax moved in together on their third date.
Yes.
Hell.
Yes.
That apartment would literally be hell on earth.
Oh my God, I know.
Two of the most insane people just constantly screaming at each other.
He also didn't pay rent. He lived there for free.
That is so true.
So he actually just moved in with her, not because he loved her, obviously.
He just needed somewhere to live.
He just needed somewhere to live.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
Girl.
They go through at one point, like, the iterations of them all living together, and it's like...
Well, there was the time when Jax, Tom, and Tom lived together in, I think, a studio apartment.
Yes, it's like all the boys live together in a studio, sleeping on air mattresses with sheets hung up to divide them.
And they were like fucking people in there.
Yeah, they were bringing girls home and having sex. And they also were like pissing on each other's faces as a joke. You know what I mean? Like they were being horrifying in there. And then I think
it's disgusting.
They moved into the apartment that Tom and Kristen then shared all together, and then I think the boys moved out and it was just Tom and Kristen in there, and then for a while somebody else lived with them.
But this is why the show is so fun, is because they are actually all friends, or like their definition of friends, which is like you also hate each other.
They all know each other very
amazing.
Well, for real.
Because it really is like in most other Bravo shows, at least like the Housewives, it's like they're all being brought together kind of for the show. But it is such an amazing premise to be like, these people work together, mm-hmm. they're friends, and they're criminally insane. It's such a good premise
they
for a show.
They just hit a gold mine finding that friend group.
I know they did.
And they haven't honestly been able to do it since. Like, mm-mm. Even Summer House, like Winter House, Southern Charm.
It's not the same.
It's they don't know each other like that. And they get to know each other, but it's not the same.
It's also like on those shows, like, sure, we have Lindsay, who's like psychotic on Summer House, of Summer House fame. But it's not like every single person is a fucking psycho the way that on this show every single person
there's
is an
no
absolute
normal.
Psycho.
Because also on those shows, there is always somebody tapping out, going to bed early.
Yes.
Not here.
No, absolutely
they
not.
Will all be up all night screaming at each other.
Yes.
Guaranteed, 100% guaranteed. That's the Vanderpump guarantee.
That's the Vanderpump guarantee. Then we have Tom and Kristen at their apartment. Tom tells Kristen that that his hair straightener is the best present that she's ever gotten.
Yes.
This is a huge part of the show is also you being like, so the guys aren't gay, but they act.
But they're acting
so
like it.
Gay.
They sure are acting like it. Yeah, they're acting crazy. He's like shaving his forehead and straightening his bangs and then getting pissed the fuck off because he can't find his extra strength hairspray.
Yes, he's so mad at her. And he's like, yeah, he's so mad at her about the hairspray.
He keeps saying this sucks. I think he says the word sucks like
probably like 19 times.
19 or 20 times in that one scene. And it just started to like literally hurt my ears. He's so annoying.
Also, another really interesting thing about watching this show is that if you watch it, Tom Sandoval is like the quote unquote best guy in the show. But I came to this show after everything happened with Raquel, where he cheated on his life partner of 10 years with
Rachel.
Another person on the show, Rachel. And it's so hard because I'm like, if I was watching this through a different lens, I would be like, okay, Tom Sandoval isn't that bad.
No, I know. Well,
the other guys are like straight up abusive, period, in a way that he is not.
I started watching this show before Scandoval. I started watching it a couple years ago in sort of like a manic way where I finished it in a span of a month, mm-hmm. maybe. There's 11 seasons.
There are 11 seasons.
Yeah. And I liked him at first.
Yeah.
He literally was the best one. He's like nice to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
He like is trying to be like rational when he's having conversations.
Yeah.
He's the only one that doesn't seem like he's like fully entirely lost his mind. And then just to see his arc is one of the craziest things.
You really
in the world.
Watch a man turn evil on TV.
Yeah, you see his like something awful like worm its way into his heart and his brain. And he fully becomes an entirely different person for the worst, which is usually not what happens as you age.
Yeah. And also, I think part of it, too, is that later on, Ariana is really, like, private about their relationship and doesn't like it to be on the show. So I think part of it, I'm sure, is also that we just don't see their conflict as much. Because yeah. I bet he is pretty crazy to her. But it's really stunning.
I know. Well, and it's also...
And in my mind, I'm like, him having a cover band went to his head.
It did. It did. It made him
That's
insane.
That's what turned him evil.
Yeah. It did.
It did.
He thought he became a rock star.
He did.
But my last point on him is that, like, it's really funny for us to be like, he actually is a good guy. Because he was just, like, cheating on Kristen and, yeah, like, fucking course. Around behind her back and whatever. Yeah. And his best friends are, like, the two evilest guys you've ever seen.
100%.
So.
No, I mean, he can't be a good
guy. Yeah, in comparison, he is a saint. But to most, he is a sinner.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Okay, and then. I don't even care. It's Sheena again.
Yeah.
Sheena meets with this girl, Tina, who's also a server.
Oh, well, that scene is boring.
It's boring. They go to this, like kind of like cafe, like tea place to get like elixirs
or
whatever.
They're like trying to show us that they're in Los Angeles.
Yes. And Sheena's like, I need this because I have a callback for the Power Rangers.
The pink Power Ranger. And you don't always have the helmet on.
She's like, you only wear the helmet when you fight. Okay, girl. We'll be seeing your face.
Yeah. And it's like, wait, ugh, you thought you were going to be a Power Ranger?
I know. And what iteration? Anyway.
I didn't even know they were still making it.
I know. Then we have the whole thing about the sir dresses.
Wow, the sir dresses should be illegal.
They're so ugly. I need you next Halloween to buy one of those.
Well, oh my God. Last year I found one on eBay. I don't know why I didn't buy it.
I need you to do that.
Yeah,
basically,
I will.
The sir dress is just kind of like a tiny little frock that they wear. It's a deep plunging open back, it's, high neckline, like halter.
Yes, it's a, yeah. And the skirt, so it's fully open back, so the skirt part
and
is
it's
like
unlined. It's literally like a piece of fabric.
And
truly.
It's sheer, too.
It's sheer.
The skirt is this big.
It's like three
the
inches.
The skirt is 3 inches big.
And Lisa says that she has to remind them to wear underwear, and I'm like, wait, you're serving
no.
pussy out.
Yeah, literally.
Like, truly, if you're not wearing underwear, patrons of the restaurant are seeing your entire vagina.
Your whole vagina. Especially because like they were like, okay, what underwear can we even wear with this? Because it dips down so low in the back that you'll see the underwear. So
but
it's like,
trying.
Okay, so you're seeing kind of top of the ass and full pussy. When you're getting, like, your salmon.
You're getting your mac and cheese balls.
Yeah, literally.
And your
every food there is
waitress's
balls.
Pussy is in your face. Yeah. And the balls are cold.
The balls are
they're frozen.
Are so, so cold. Tastes like shit.
And Jax has made you the most disgusting margarita you've ever had in your entire life.
When he's making the drinks, everybody's trying them, being like, these are off. And he's like, no, that's just how I make them.
They're like, these are really sweet. He's like, it's because I made it. It's like, I don't think they meant it in a good
Wait,
way.
Wait, but you did it wrong.
You did it wrong.
Wow. When you describe it like that, it's like, wow, okay, a nightmare experience. Because they're also coming over to you being like, here's your food.
With
like, pussy out. Pussy out. And it's also like, they have to tape themselves into the dresses because they're like so open back that like if you lean forward, like
it's
your
like
tits
are
out
like
as well.
The tits.
Yes. And they're like, what kind of bra can we wear with this? Imagine your boss being like, bra to work.
Girl,
it's
no.
Like, no. Where do you think that we're in West Hollywood?
Oh, it's so funny. Okay, so then basically Stassi is mad at Sheena because Sheena's wearing the same color dress as her. Because the dresses come in like probably like three or four different colors.
Three. They come in three different
colors. And there's like a billion girls that work there. Yeah. And so then Stassi's like, she's wearing my dress color. And it's like, well, girl, it's going to happen. But
yeah.
She's kind of just looking for a reason to be mad at her at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then she makes her polish like 1 billion pieces of glassware.
Yeah. Like Sheena comes up to them and is like, hey guys, I finished. And it's like, Sheena, why are you? There's other people that work there, but again, they're on a TV show, so she definitely had to go up to them.
Yeah.
She goes up to them. She's like, what do I do? What's my closing? What are my closing tasks? And Katie is being like a little subservient worm and is like, I don't know why you're asking me. And then like looks at Stassi.
And Sheena's like, because you're the closer.
You're the closer, so you're the person that I ask. And you actually know that, Katie.
You bitch.
And Stassi's like, polish every single glass in the restaurant.
Which is like the work that Stassi's supposed to be doing, but
yeah.
She just like gives it to Sheena instead.
And then Sheena does it. So Lisa's like, why are you doing that? Who told you to do that? She says, Stassi. And Lisa is just like, oh, Stassi. Okay, you need to say something to her. You are the boss.
I know. She's also like, you need to stand up for yourself. And I'm like, I don't know if that's good advice because I feel like it's going to create so much drama. But it's also Lisa's show. So yeah, she wants there to be drama.
Yeah, she does. But that's a fine line to walk because it's like, of course you want the drama, but you kind of want your restaurant to be up and running as well.
Yeah, but she doesn't care about that part.
No.
Because also in the early days of the show, people would go literally to Sir and they would be fighting there. Like the cast members would be
fighting there.
They're once again, pussy out, fighting in front of your face, serving you the worst food you've ever had.
Oh my God. If I could go back in time to any historical period, I would go back there.
Literally. Girl, I can't go back any further. I'm black. Yeah.
Usually I'm saying like the Renaissance.
And I'm like, no, I'm going back to Sir in 2013.
Oh my God. It was not that long ago.
That was Obama's America.
Yeah. You're kind of thinking like, okay, this is 2002 or something. No.
Girl, it's 2013.
I was 15 when this was happening. I could have been there.
I know.
There.
It would have. I do have like, we've talked about this before where I really am like, I wish that I'd watch this when it was coming out so I could go to the restaurant and see them.
Yes.
Can't turn back the clock. Well, yeah. You can only keep moving forward. Okay, and then at the very end we have, well, the namesake of this podcast, one of my favorite lines, truly one of something I say in my head all of the time.
To me, it's the most famous line that has come out of the show.
I would say all of television ever.
All of television ever. The history of television.
So Jax and Stassi are fighting in front of their friends, which it's like, could you imagine?
Oh my God. When I was watching this and I was seeing them fight in front of their friends, I was picturing all of my friends who have a boyfriend, which is like, I don't know, two. And if they started fighting like that,
like yelling at each other
lunch,
in front of you
from across the table, they're not even sitting next to each other, so they can't whisper.
Yeah, they're just literally yelling at each other in front of you.
And they're like foaming at the mouth, like veins popping out.
Yeah. Jax's forehead vein is going
imagine
crazy.
You're sitting next to your friend and they start fighting like that. What do? You have to put a hand on their shoulder. You have to be like, stop.
I honestly think I would be like, I'm going to go.
I'm going to go.
I think I would be like, I will Venmo you for this. I have to leave you guys.
It's so inappropriate. It's so to inappropriate. Do in a restaurant in front of all your friends.
Yes. And it's like, so embarrassing. I don't want to be implicated.
It's
I'm
like, so humiliating.
Y'all can hash this out. I'm going to take this to go and I will Venmo you.
Yeah. So basically they're just fighting about how like Jack sucks and he like made Stassi mad so he didn't sleep at home.
Yeah.
That's their fight? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what their fight always is.
Yeah.
And then the greater, the deeper understanding is of course that he was cheating on her.
And then, yeah, because then Jack says, I don't what does he say? He's like, I don't want to go home. I live with the devil.
He was like, he's like, she makes me sleep on the couch. And then she's like, I said you could get in bed if you wanted, but you didn't want to. You wanted to sleep on the couch. And he was like, yeah, well, what am I going to do? Get in bed with the devil?
And then she goes,
I am the devil. And don't you forget it. And the fucking sneer that she does as well, her like upper lip is curling, her eyes are like narrowing in. She is being satanic in that moment.
Literally, it's like, it's amazing because it's such an absolutely batshit thing, insane, batshit insane thing to say. But she says it so seriously. Like, it's so fucking funny to the sentence, I am the devil and don't you forget it. But she's like, I am the devil and don't you forget it. And it's, I can't do it. I can't do it.
I can't deliver a line like that.
But
it's crazy. She's being incredibly earnest.
Yes. Also, it's like, imagine being in a relationship where you are saying to the person that you quote unquote love and live with, I am the devil and don't you forget it. Imagine that.
Oh it's my like God.
The amount of things that have had to go wrong. In like, your life, in your relationship.
100%. And then it's like one day you wake up and you're like, oh my God. Oh my God. What was happening?
It's so funny. And once again, yeah, you're not saying it in private. In front of your friends, I am
and also,
the devil.
It's the middle of lunch. You have a bunch. I do not believe they had gotten their entrees yet.
No.
So you actually have to eat a full meal after
that. It's like, okay, and here are enchiladas.
But also with them, it's kind of like, as Jack said, they like get it out of their system and then they go to the bedroom together, which is obviously
is
extremely
true?
Toxic. To
Were
me,
they fucking,
I can't.
Do you think?
I don't know. Like, I can't see. I can't imagine Stassi fucking that guy.
It's so hard for me to imagine.
But I don't know. She does have like a tight, perfect body and like beautiful long blonde hair. So maybe sometimes she was like doing it Sometimes she was doing it. I don't know. I don't like it.
I literally pray that she was cheating on him.
Me too. And it like scares me. He like scares me.
Imagine him. I know I've said this before. Imagine him on top of you, having sex with you, looking at you in the face. I'm screaming.
I'm screaming back.
Jax Taylor's like beady little eyes looking at you and it's like,
because I'm going to reveal something, which is that I had sex with a man recently and then he was like staring down at me, like smiling with tender eyes. And I was like, this is freaking me the fuck out. You have to look away. Imagine Jax Taylor staring down at you, trying to do tender eyes, but they're bulging out of his fucking head. A vein in his forehead is popping, popping, popping. Like his neck is straining. He's definitely like hot red. Like,
no, he's on the verge of a heart attack because of all the like amphetamines. God, he's on.
It's so scary.
There's no way he's doing tender eyes, though. He's literally doing like true like meth eyes.
Yeah, I mean, he turns into a feral animal.
It's so scary.
Wow, it's so scary. And the fact that like 100% he would not want to hook up with me because like because like my hair isn't long enough and your
legs aren't shaved
and my legs aren't shaved and I have armpit hair and like I do have big boobs, so that's a plus. But like I'm too tall. Like he would find me to be a monster, I believe. Which is so crazy because to me it's like you are one of the most monstrous creatures in the world.
Monster. He literally is like Frankenstein's monster.
To me, to see me naked and you would throw up or something. Just so funny. Especially because imagine we meet in person and I'm like trying to put the moves on.
I know. I mean, if I met him, he'd be like, I've never heard of non-binary. He'd be like, and that's okay.
Yeah. He'd be like, what that?
What's that?
What is that? He's shaved head. He is open and accepting though.
Yeah, he does like gay people, I guess.
He loves gay people and he is because he is one.
That's so true. Okay. I mean, that's the whole episode.
That's kind of the whole episode. It was an amazing way to meet the cast of characters.
It was. It's so good right off the bat. Who is your villain and hero of the episode? I mean, Stassi is being particularly villainous this episode, but in a way that I love. So like maybe too. In that way she's my hero because she said, I am the devil. No, you forget it.
Yes. I think I have to make her my hero for that line.
Can we decide together? Because I'm like, I agree with you.
Okay. So she is the hero, even though she was acting simply atrocious towards Sheena.
Yeah, but what I mean, it's sorry, fine. The way that I don't care about Sheena's feelings.
No, like it's whatever. Sheena is a homewrecker.
She is.
So you get whatever. What's coming to you.
You do.
So Stassi is hero, and for villain,
maybe Stassi's our villain, and in that way, she is also our hero.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, she's a complicated figure.
She is. Yes,
I love
reading Stassi short dresses from this text. Well, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in.
And we'll be doing episode 2.
I had literally so much fun.
I just had an amazing time. Flew by.
It did.
An hour, more than an hour.
Was it? Oh yeah, yeah. It was. Okay, cool.
Well, hope you made it through. If not, all love. Bye.